Greetings, family, friends, peers, lovers, and a special shout-out to all you player haters. What you're about to witness is a conceptual piece of art. This project is entitled Conversations, and reflects a time period of about a year and a half during the life of your favorite rap artist, Fletch. As we all know, conversations are a part of our everyday life. Some may tell stories, some a debate. Some may just be about the weather, sports, or some area of interest. Our generation seems to be fascinated with reality-based television and fed up with the fantasy-based rap that frequents radio stations across this country. The goal of this album and screenplay is to give you, the fans, what they so deeply desire, reality rap. So, gents, grab your skirts. Ladies, grab your gents and hold on tight. You're in for one hell of a ride. Conversation. Conversation. Conversation.
Good shit. So you mentioned you're staying with your boy Fink and looking for a job. You also talked about moving from this little town in Illinois to the big city in St. Lulu. How did you adjust to the big city life? Did you ever find a job? If so, what was that job like?
I think you could say that my first job experience was a good way to learn about city life, city folk, and all that good stuff. Try to think of what year it was.
Summertime of 2002, to the ways of the city, dog, I didn't have a clue. I started a temp job to make ends meet, or writing cerebral rhymes to J-Money beats. My job was simply a way to pay bills, and female co-workers provided some thrills. A year out of college, 23 years young, a mere lack of knowledge made for problems to come. I worked hard, became nice supervisor to my boss's motives, I was none the wiser. I didn't think this married woman posed a threat. A little did I know she had a thing for Fletch. I went about my business each and every day. I'm serious about work, I ain't got time to play. I was blind to the drama girls was bringing to me. It's like these fine females were singing to me.
Yeah.
What's she's up, singing girl? To me.
Yeah.
My name is Fletch.
To me.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't hear what she said.
Looking pretty fine in that skirt.
I'm caught in a spider web.
Legs.
She's singing to me.
Sexy eyes.
What's she bringing to me?
Now my boss was mad, always on my case, and seemed to know which girls I date. See, a manager couldn't date employees, but a few girls, they were tempting me. I had Jane, Natasha, Lynn, and Shante. There was always one girl that would give some play. I was young, dumb, and full of
At this point in our story, Fletch starts to feel very alone. He's surrounded by couples who are very much in love, and he's also hearing the music of soul, the rap records being spun by DJ Crucial and Agile One.
Intoxicating journey. Intoxicating journey. Intoxicating journey. Saturday night, drinking beers and blueberry. Making me a little lonely.
I'm thinking,
what's it like to have that connection?
I'm thinking,
is it that good or is it just my perception? I hear the grass is always greener on the other side, but that old saying don't help how I feel inside. I'm throwing back beers, easing the pain. My feelings only worsen as the loneliness remains. I'm headed down a path of self-destruction, a dark journey like a Tim Burton production. Is this the end of the tunnel? I don't see a light. Is this the end of the night or the end of my life? I can't find a reason why I should keep keeping on. Any dreams I had, man, they seem long gone. I grab my key. and say my goodbyes. I've had plenty to drink, but I'm okay to drive. Drive, I don't care if I live or die. Drive, I don't care if I get a DWI. Drive down page and my mind's racing. Drive, not small while intoxicated. Drive, I don't care if I live or die. Drive, I don't care if I get DWI. Drive down page and my mind is racing. Drive, not small while intoxicated.
Fletcher.
What's up, Elias?
Not much, man. I heard you and that hot chick broke up.
Yeah, man. She doesn't know what she wants, you know? Typical woman stuff. I just feel like if she doesn't know now, then she just doesn't want the relationship. You know what I mean? But it hurts, dog. I loved her more than I've ever loved anyone. Being with her made me realize that having a wife and kids is all I really cared about. Care about it more than music. More than anything.
She doesn't appreciate you, though, Fletcher. Forget her. You have better times with someone who truly loves you. No more BS.
Aw, man. It's not like that, Elias. I don't even know how to explain it to you. When I was with that girl, it's like the grass was greener, the sky was bluer. It's like everything was real happy, you know what I'm saying? It was like I could hear acoustic guitars playing when I was with her. I know it sounds cheesy, man, but smile used to give me every time, dog. And let me tell you about her smile. Her sweet smile's more gorgeous than a sunset. Never once in the press did you hear me ask, are we having fun yet? I remember every moment like it just happened in the recent past. Each second with her went by incredibly fast. I was convinced that love would always last. With her, it was always a half full glass, never half empty. I was on cloud nine, no matter what was wrong. Yo, this girl was mine. All the answers and last questions in her vibe, fine. For the first time, everything felt right. We were so happy, and dog, we'd never fight. We're so good together. When I looked in her eyes, I knew this love would surely last forever. With her, I cherished everything. When I think of those days, I can't help but sing. Sweet memories. We were so good together. My arms kept her warm no matter what the weather. Sweet memories. For all I have, which makes me miss her so damn bad. Sweet memories. We were so good together. My arms kept her warm no matter what the weather. Sweet memories. For all I have, which makes me miss her so damn bad. The simple things, like shopping with her bench nooks.
Wow, I didn't realize you had such deep feelings for that girl.
It's cool, man. I mean, I've been crying myself to sleep every night for like the last couple weeks. But what are you gonna do? Heartbreak is a part of life, right?
Alright, hang in there, buddy.
I will, man. I will. Thanks for listening, man. I don't mean to hold you up, Elias. I know you gotta run by the cooler and drop those verses for Valet album that Tucker's doing. So I'll catch you later, man.
Peace.
Peace out, Elias.
Our good friend Fletch is now not only heartbroken, but is also in a very difficult financial situation. Every time he closes his eyes, he sees himself with Audrey, hugging her, kissing her, and loving her. When his eyes are open, he's forced to go over and fill out legal documents in the process of filing a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. At this point in our story, Fletch decides he really needs to spend some time with friends, or he could quite possibly go mad. We now join Fletch and his good friend Jonathan Toth from Hoth as they listen through the songs for Jonathan's new album, The Lovesickle.
Hey, Jonathan. What's up, man?
What's up, Fletcher?
Hey, dog. I heard that you're going to become a father soon. Does that make you nervous at all? Or, I mean, I'm just like, that's a whole different level of responsibility and shit.
I could feel that way, but I'm choosing to feel excited, proud, and blindly optimistic that my daughter will be one of the most beautiful, charismatic, intelligent, and contributing life force ever to come from the planet Hoth.
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm an asshole.
You're not an asshole, Fletch. You just like to play one occasionally. It's just an act. And like opinions, everybody's got one. Nice thing is, we all get to script it. Like, hey, look at me. I'm a dad. Well,
I choose to be. Well, I had a great role model, so I'm confident that I will be fair. Cause I choose to care whether she's a prissy princess or the Butch of Bel Air. She could be a misfit and have plaid hair, but as long as she's my daughter, I'll meet her anywhere.
But what about the crying and changing diapers? Next is midlife crisis and driving Dodge Vipers. Having kids means a death of fun. It doesn't matter if it's a daughter or a son.
Yeah, but peep the context, you sound mad down. You're already wearing the makeup of a sad clown. It's a baby, not a bomb threat, and hasn't even come yet. You actually create the stress that you're gonna get.
Maybe so. But babies drop poop bombs. Remember the stress that you caused your mom? The tiny creature is a human being. I'm simply painting pictures based on what I'm seeing.
And seeing is believing, long as it's in perspective. But life's the required course and reality's an elective. I choose to be happy, for me the best suggestion. But some say life's a bitch like a pet detective.
Nah, I'm not saying life's a bitch, it's not a bed of roses. Just think of the messes and all the runny noses. Can't you see that kids can be real pests? You ace life's courses, but what about the daddy test?
Well, if it's a test, then I'll be giving daddy's best. Since I'm cash money, you know, like Manny Fresh. But I got better beats, at least to my ear. So daddy's little girl will be exactly how I see her.
Alright, dog, I see where your head is at. So nothing gets you down, not even a baseball bat. Message boards blowing up, ex-husband's showing up. And you think you're ready for a baby that's throwing up?
Father's good, cause father should be all or none in fatherhood. Father's good, cause father should be all the good in fatherhood.
I get your point, but I don't think you understand mine. Some people do what they say and some are good tries. Others like to see things sad, like goodbyes. Check it, you got your villain, so you gotta have your good guys.
Am I a villain? Am I the bad guy? Like Yoda said, do or do not, there is no try. I guess I'm lost, or maybe trapped in my mind. If I had a better outlook, then what would I find?
The good side of the force, that is. You gotta see it to be it. So of course that kid is gonna be a damn nuisance if you don't wanna have it. And then you're being cynical, and that's a bad habit, dagnabbit.
I'm starting to have a clear vision. You're saying having joy is my decision. I guess a baby had me freaked like a teen on LSD. But this child will inspire creativity.
Now you're feeling me. Every day is a chance to make history. Creating a kid isn't as simple as spitting seed. But it is fulfilling when you're filling these voids with some meaning like gold after drilling teeth.
It's a beautiful thing. Jonathan is a dad. After talking that shit, I feel kinda bad. I came across as harsh and a bit uncaring. And all this while your girl is childbearing.
No prop, dog. A great message got carried. If only mom would be cool with the fact we're not married. But that's one to grow on, and no one's half the battle. So I'm happy with her since I'm owning half her rattle.
Listen, Jonathan, you'll be just fine. Every moment with that kid will be a ray of sunshine. All the drama from the insane asylum will pass. And someday these people will stop living in the past.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the main event.
Remember back in the day, the NWA, when Gordon Solie did the play-by-play. From Harley Race to Cactus Jack, from the torture racks to a stinging splash.
Better yet, let's talk about the figure four leg lock. Better still, the garbage stomp. Let's discuss the feud between Steamboat and Flair. Road Warrior scaffold match is high in the air.
Oh yes, they fought the Midnight Express, who were managed by Jim Cornette. American dreams like Dusty Rhodes back when TBS aired wrestling shows.
Like Clash of the Champions, that's what was happening. Tony Schiavone running his trap again. Twin Towers, Varsity Club, Four Horsemen, we got nothing but love.
It's the pro wrestling history from NWA to WWE. With classic storylines and all the great gimmicks, where the 1-2-3 signals to finish. It's the pro wrestling history from NWA to WWE. With classic storylines and all the great gimmicks, where the 1-2-3 signals to finish.
Let's move on over to the AWA, where one of the greats was Mr. Vern Gagne, and the axe was swung by Larry Henning. The voice of Mean Gene was just beginning.
AWA, based in Minnesota, when Hulk Hogan was doing rock and roller. The Briscoe brothers, they got Hulk on board, and he and Bach Winkle had some wrestling wars.
The home of the very first 60-minute Iron Match. The wrestling world wasn't ready for that. Throw him off the ropes, chop him in the chest. Wahoo McDaniel, one of the best.
Bam Von Raske had the Iron Claw. Most matches were just a single fall. The original home of Bobby the Brain, where Jerry Lawler had a world title reign.
It's a pro wrestling history from NWA to WWE. With classic storylines and all the great gimmicks, where the 1-2-3 signals the finish. It's a pro wrestling history from NWA to WWE. With classic storylines and all the great gimmicks, where the 1-2-3 signals the finish.
We must discuss the WWE. Those great tag teams like the Killer Bees, or one of my favorites, the Demolition, or Jake the Snake used to scare his opposition.
Until he stepped in the ring with the Dead Man, Undertaker, big choke slam, money, 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 million dollar man, funny, 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 honky tonk man.
Oh, like Axel Jim Dugan, do you smell what the Rock is cooking? J-Dot, brother, what you gonna do when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
Elbow off the top, yeah, like the Macho Man. Take all you own, just call me the Repo Man. Fletch, when the beat stops, you'll hear a hush. With all the wrestling, oh, what a rush.
It's a pro wrestling history from NWA to WWE. With classic storylines and all the great gimmicks, where the 1-2-3 signals the finish. It's a pro wrestling history from NWA to WWE. With classic storylines and all the great gimmicks, where the 1-2-3 signals the finish. It's a pro wrestling history from NWA to WWE. With classic storylines and all the great gimmicks, where the 1-2-3 signals the finish. It's a pro wrestling history from NWA to WWE. With classic storylines and all the great gimmicks, where the 1-2-3 signals the finish.
To be the man, you gotta be the man.
Hey, what's up, Jerry?
What's up, man? Hey, look at this fucking asshole who's all trying to look cool with his crotch rocket. I think he has a flat tire and the dumbass can't figure out how to change it.
Well, of course, dog. Mommy and daddy bought Metro Boy a bike, but they couldn't buy him a brain. You know what I call them shits for real, man? Crotch rockets, sports cars, and all that shit.
What do you call them?
Implants, man. Implants. Sports cars parked at the bar, cross rockets ridden by yuppie superstars. Girls swoon and throw their clothes, and men who have a perfect nail on each toe. And yo, that bike, it might be quick, but it sure won't add a single inch to your dick. It's a sick and twisted world when it's cool for guys to be as pretty as girls. Now we got these unisex salons, these metros got fashion tips from their moms. Painted nails and highlighter hair, they play sports with balls, but they don't own a pair. These girls, they need a man with testicles. Fletch is talking shit, and it's intentional. These cats don't walk, man, they prance, and buy expensive toys called peanut implants.
Implants.
Press Fletch, chat us, you drive slow, Stromy. And that's Carol Wickowack on the road, homie. Push a Kawasaki, no wide load, crony. And if you cock block me, you can so blow me. Check out my chick, this trick's on fire. And when I had a blowout, she fixed my tire. Hater and cock, tip the bitch with yay. I'd rather lay her any day than pay triple A. Step off mom's tip, she ain't one of your hoes. Hell, she still takes me to the mall and buys my clothes. And buys my nose, and dries my toes. So I look choice, not moist when I strike my pose. The ninja's got Chad on the back, you can tell it's me. You're not hard, your chick said your dick fell asleep. I'm no angel, we don't ride that hellishly. Penile implants, hey jealousy.
Implants, they don't make me bigger.
Fletch go through a variety of problems and situations. He's gotten a DWI during a time of great loneliness. He fell in love with a girl who was taken. In an effort to move on, he then transferred all those feelings for Tanya onto Audrey. he fell deeply in love with Audrey, took the risk of getting arrested by driving on a suspended license just to see her, spent money from the sales of the Rhyme Commission CD on gifts for her during recovery from her operation, and spent every moment he could with her during this time of great need, only to lose her. After losing the love of his life, Fletch was then forced to declare bankruptcy. At this point in our story, Fletch is tired. He is wary. He has sought out to take his mind off these problems, and several friends have helped him do just that. Now Mr. Fletcher has decided to hang out with an old friend, whom he has known for many years. A friend who has been there during his early days in rap, a friend who knows him well. A friend who has been with him during the good times and the bad. Someone who knows all that he's been through. Let's join Fletch as he has a few beers with his old friend, Matthias.
College days,
yep.
Back in the basement,
mm-hmm.
Freestyling, battling,
right.
With God,
no doubt,
the shield,
yeah,
wood,
yep,
cats, man,
no doubt,
real, as far as rap stuff goes,
what, man,
St. Louis, man, I don't know,
oh, don't even start, dog, I've heard all that shit,
like, doesn't seem like we're getting shows. Like, I thought we would be at this stage in the game, and people don't really seem have to put me on mixtapes, and, you know, I don't know, a lot of times I just feel like I'm that, like, that gerbil or whatever, caught in that wheel, just running
around,
not getting anywhere.
Maybe you should smoke some weed. Shit.
Oh, man, sometimes it's just frustrating, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, man. Listen, man, seriously.
Let us collide, all feelings aside. You should forget your passion and go run and hide. Forget about the times that you touched someone's life. Forget you lost a girl you thought would be your wife. Quit on your dreams, too great is the cost. If you want to succeed, nothing should be lost. Everything and everyone should just fall in your lap. After all, you're a white guy who's been doing rap. You should already be in rap's creme de la creme. Like the next Vanilla Ice, Eminem. It's not like Fletch, you really even tried. And what people say they do something, and they don't, they didn't lie. It's not like you're bankrupt, why do you cry? Is it just cause they're DWI? I mean seriously, Fletch, you act like you're having a tough time. So what if no one respects your flow when you're padding the rhyme? You're 27 years old and haven't had anything close to a hit. Seriously, man, why don't you just give up and quit?
Just quit, your life isn't going anywhere.
Just quit,
it's your life, so why do I care?
Just quit,
no one will miss you when you're gone.
Just quit,
it's not like you've written any songs.
Just quit,
your life isn't going anywhere.
Just quit,
it's your life, so why do I care?
Just quit,
no one will miss you when you're gone.
Just quit,
it's not like you've written any songs.
Who am I? Anakin to your Obi-Wan. I've never seen Eagle trip like the one you're on. It's great advice from someone who don't rap. I suggest you walk in my shoes before you decide where my life is at. I didn't ask you what you thought, I was just trying to have a little talk. But you decided you were not on my life's walk. I don't recall asking you for your opinion. I don't worship you as a god, I'm not part of your dominion. You speak as if your words crush stone to gravel, like you're a judge and you're pounding the gavel. Who's the one that's been on the grind? Who's the one that's recorded his rhymes? Who's the one that's been promoting CDs? Who on earth works harder than me? You know the answer, there should be no question. I love this music and will make it my profession. After being jobless, homeless, handcuffed and bankrupt, you still don't think it's qualified enough to cut me some slack because times are tough. Man, of all people, I thought you would understand that sometimes you have to get knocked down before you see the fruition of God's plan. If Moses can walk through the desert and Christ can suffer, I think I can still rap through these tough times, my brother. If you couldn't tell, I know you really meant well. But remember, it only matters how many times I got up, not how many times I got knocked down or how many times I fell.
Whatever, dog. Listen to your friends, man. Seriously.
Just quit. Your life isn't going anywhere.
Just quit.
It's your life, so
so why do I care?
Just quit, no one will miss you when you're gone.
Just quit,
it's not like you've written any songs.
Just quit,
your life isn't going anywhere.
Just quit,
it's your life, so why do I care?
Just quit, no one will miss you when you're gone.
Let me explain something to
you. I'll never give up my dreams. I'll never give up my dreams. I'll never give up my dreams.
Quit,
no matter how bad it seems. I'll never